Why do I keep going back when he keeps hurting me like this? When is this painful? Like, why do I keep going back to him over and over and over again? Is this you? Is this a place you found yourself? Wondering and questioning and beating yourself up of why me? What is wrong with me? Do you keep cycling back to a toxic guy? Like, you've been in this state over a period of time and you've tried to heal, you've tried to get better. Maybe you've gone to therapy, maybe you started counseling, maybe you've read some books on narcissism and things like that. And then you've got to a place where you have left and then you've gone back. You've said, I'm done. Like, he is dead to me. I am no longer, and you've even blocked him and you've been gone to the place where you're like, he is no longer coming back into my life. And then 6 months later, you're back on the phone with him. And all of a sudden, you're back in his life. You're back in his sphere of influence over you. And as you're sitting there crying one night after an explosive conversation and you just got off the phone finally, it's like 3 a.m. because the conversation just kept going. He wouldn't let you get off the phone because he kept yelling and screaming at you. You're sitting there crying and you're just wondering, why do I keep doing this? Like, this moment of almost like an out-of-body experience, you're looking at the entire situation and you're just wondering, like, why do I keep putting myself in this situation? What is wrong? What is wrong with me? And you start to question and to doubt who you actually are, what is actually going on. And as you look at yourself in the mirror, you just see a shell of the person you used to be. You see that you're lost. And inside of that shell and inside of that feeling of being lost, you also get frustrated. Except this time going around, you're not frustrated just at him. You're frustrated at yourself. Now, frustration starts to boil up more and more inside of you. Not just frustrated, but becomes more anger. It becomes rage. It becomes this anger and pissed offness at yourself. You almost just want to beat yourself. You're just like, why do I keep going back when he keeps hurting me like this? When is this painful? Like, why do I keep going back to him over and over and over again? Is this you? Is this a place you found yourself? Wondering and questioning and beating yourself up of why me? What is wrong with me?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You see, one of the things that you won't hear the majority of time in therapy is this piece of addiction. This is not technically addiction. We don't classify it as addiction, but I want you to consider and think with me for a moment that right now you're addicted to him. You have an addiction to a toxic person. The guy that's in your life that you keep cycling back to over and over and over again, you have this emotional, mental, this cord, this soul tie, this addiction to him that keeps you coming back. You're like magnets. You're like, you flip the magnet and you're repulsed. You're like, he's awful. And then you flip the magnet and you're like, ooh, yeah, we're great. And you flip the magnet, you're like, I can't believe he's so abusive. And you flip the magnet, pew, we're repulsed. It's like, oh, he's so great. And you start noticing that you've been in this cycle inside this toxic relationship. You've been in this cycle that is continuing and continuing to develop who you are into being enmeshed and controlled and consumed with this guy. And you're left with the simple thought as you stare at yourself in the mirror around 3 a.m. with tears streaming down your face, what is wrong with me? And have you consider when we look at this topic and we look at this piece of addiction, the reason why people stay in addiction is not just because it feels good and is not just because it's something they want. Majority of people that are addicts, deep down don't actually want to be addicts. They want to be something more, and addicts is, and being an addicted to something is a way to escape something, escape how they're actually feeling inside, escape the reality of like the shit that they've done or what they have to deal with. And it's like, oh, this feels good, so let me run to this, but then it doesn't fulfill. So they keep trying to find that first high, that first moment, the first exciting piece, the first connected piece that made them not feel how they feel on the lows. And so when you get addicted to a toxic person, you start to get addicted to the highs, to the buzz, to the excitement, to the moments you're like, this is euphoric. Not realizing that a lot of times those euphoric moments are created intentionally by the toxic person to put you in a state that says, oh, this guy's amazing, and connects you on a whole different level. He's looking to trap you. He's looking to keep you stuck so that you stay with him. And so you're going to see this inside the relationship. You will develop this type of addiction that starts to make you question and wonder, what is wrong with me? Inside of this piece of addiction, I need you to understand that most addicts don't want to be addicts. Like there's a piece where they're like, this actually is hurting me. I see it, but I don't know how to stop. And there's a part where they don't know how to stop because of what they're telling themselves. What I mean by this is deciding not to become an addict is a very internal shift. It's not just an external piece of like, okay, well, I'm not going to be an addict, so I'm going to eliminate it. Does that help? Yeah, it's called detox. It works great. But the problem is, if the mindset doesn't change on the inside, as soon as it's available again, you'll go right back to it. Same thing inside the toxic relationship. You're like, hey, I'm no contact. This is amazing. Like, this is great. I'm starting to heal. I'm starting to get better. Now I feel better. Let me check in with him. Whoop, back in the toxic relationship.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So inside this, what we will see is a lot of people that try to white knuckle it and power through. And the first way that people try to white knuckle it and power through is simply by being a drunk and going to the bar and getting a glass of whatever they want, getting a shot of something, setting it in front of them and being like, I will not engage. This is what you're doing with a narcissist a lot of times. You're keeping them in your life. And you're saying, I'm not going to respond that way. I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to let them trigger me. I'm not going to do this. More power to you. You're stupid. I don't mean stupid because you don't have the brains or the capacity. I mean naive in the aspect that you are not going to heal while you constantly have the trigger right in front of you. Like, you're not going to fix the problem. Because you're not changing the internal framework and mindset and thought process. You're just trying to power through and be like, I will heal. But he still has access. He still has influence. You still can look, can smell, can taste, can see him in your life. And as a result, he sucks you back in every single time. So the reason why you keep going back to him is partly because you're not actually putting any distance in between you and him. Now, like I said, it's not just good enough just to go no contact. Yeah, the detox piece helps, but if we don't change the internal framework, you will continue to go back. What is happening? You are telling yourself stories to go back to this person. So you've gotten to the place where you're healed enough, and you start to have a taste of freedom. You're like, oh, I'm actually better. Maybe he's better now too, because we've been separated for 30 days. And so you reach back out, and you're like, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm doing better. And then you start a conversation, then you're back in it. You're like, how did that even happen? Well, because you thought you were better and you went back to the bar and you took a drink and you didn't have the internal framework that actually said, I no longer need to drink. I no longer even want it. It doesn't even matter to me anymore. Instead, you're like, oh, I can engage with it and let's see what happens. Like, I'm better. Let me do it. And then all of a sudden you find yourself stuck again. Sometimes the stories that you're telling yourself are manipulative in nature, trying to justify and trying to have you feel different feelings. We'll call this a lot of times pain shopping, where you start getting better and you start working through the healing process, but you still feel this pain. You're like, I feel so much pain because of this relationship. Like, I just have to give it to him. I just have to tell him. And you reach out and all of a sudden you just get sucked back in. Or sometimes you're like, I don't know how to feel. And instead of doing the work to get down deep into feeling and actually working through the trauma and processing, you're like, I will feel better if I contact him. Like that's what I'll do. I'll feel better when I contact him. Then you contact him and you're like, oh, this doesn't work because it's taking me back into the pit of how awful it was. And then you're stuck again. And so you see, this whole process of going back and forth with a toxic person is you making deals with yourself, of you selling yourself on lies and stories to justify, it's okay, it's not that big of a deal, it's just one more time. And then all of a sudden you get back in and you're like, oh, this stuff doesn't work. Right, because it's been that way. So you have to remember and tell yourself the truth of the reality of what's been going on, how he's been abusive, how he's been so mean, and the fact that it doesn't change. It just switches masks. It just switches how he appears. Are you seeing this? Part of it I'm trying to say in such a blunt way to have some of you wake up, because some of you are stuck in this loop and it's killing you. Like, it's physically causing symptoms that will end your life if you do not make a pivot. Not to mention the impact that it's going to have on your friends and on your family. Not to mention how your kids are affected because you're having to hide this from them. Because they're ashamed that you keep going back to the toxicity. You've got hardly any friends because they got tired of you going back to the toxicity. All because you're lying to yourself, convincing yourself that it's not that big of a deal. Until you change the story that you believe, until you change the internal framework of what you're actually believing about him and about you, you will continue to go back to toxicity indefinitely. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what should. Because if you're hearing these words and you're deciding not to do anything about it, it should terrify you. Inside of this piece of why do you keep going back, it's because the mindset hasn't been rewired. The thought process hasn't been changed. The intense inward aspect of what you actually want isn't locked into any type of truth. So as a result, you're just going to what feels good, not what is good. If you're stuck in this cycle today and you want to know how to break free, go to the link down below in the video, rawmotivations.com/breakthrough, to see how I help liberate people every single day. And if you're a woman trapped in a toxic relationship today, visit that link. If you want to go from trapped to freedom, that's what I help people do.